Thousands of people came to Washington to attend the March for Life demonstration on Friday. The yearly gathering protests abortion. An abortion is a medical operation that ends a pregnancy and results in the death of the fetus. The march took place almost 1 week after about 500,000 people marched in Washington the day after the inauguration of President Donald Trump. Many of those demonstrators called for the protection of reproduction rights. Friday, activists opposed to abortion gathered near the Washington Monument to hear speeches from Vice President Mike Pence and other politicians. Pence told the crowd that life is winning again in America. Pence is a longtime opponent of abortion. Along with you, we will not grow weary, we will not rest until we restore a culture of life in America for ourselves and our posterity, Pence said. Demonstrators have come together for 43 years to protest the Supreme Court decision known as Roe v. Wade. That decision in 1973 made abortion legal in the United States. Fern Parent came from Greenwood Lake, New York, to attend the march on a windy day. She said that she came this year to support the rights of the unborn children.
There is a large group of people in this country that believe that every individual has rights, including people that can't speak for themselves.
The demonstrators welcomed a recent action by President Trump. In one of his first acts, Trump signed an executive order. It prevents U.S. funding from going to any foreign organizations that support abortion. It is known as the Mexico City policy. Trump does not have a consistent record on the issue of abortion. In 1999, he said he was very pro-choice. He later changed his position. Trump created controversy during the presidential campaign in 2016 by saying that women seeking abortions should face some sort of punishment. On Friday, Trump tweeted his support for the marchers. "The March for Life is so important. To all of you marching, you have my full support." Currently, the Supreme Court has 8 justices instead of 9. The president has said he will nominate a justice who opposes abortion. Trump is expected to announce his choice to fill the High Court's vacancy next week. Rob Van Wright from Maryland is hopeful that this year's march will help influence the president to nominate a justice that supports the anti-abortion or pro-life cause.
The president has the unique opportunity to elect or to appoint a member to the Supreme Court, and the battle for pro-life has been waged and has gone back and forth, and those 9 wise souls are now 8, and there needs to be some balance to be restored.
Wright also said that he believed the goal of the march was to have everyone value and share respect for life. In his words, they want to return to a view where life trumps death. The word trump means to be more important than something else. It is also the last name of the U.S. president. I'm Ann Ball.